They do the same thing here.
There's a young man out there, one of the librarians, that comes here, Keita, but I can't think of his name right now, out of Emory.
You mean he comes here to?
To El Dial House once in a while, stops over and discusses this thing. We give them a few rare books if they want. And we sort of give them some of our stuff distributed out.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about it's me. So you'd normally say just an on-air conversation.
Yeah, you would all this sort of thing you're putting on if you didn't, but.
Okay, so let's see, is that you? Yes, it's me. Is that the man? Yes, it's.
I'd say it's he.
Okay. Is that the girl? Yes, it's.
It's she, I'd say that.
And are they the ones? Yes, it's. Did you say it's them or it's they?
So are they the ones?
Uh-huh.
I think they just stop and say yes.
Well, would you say that's them or that's they?
Well, I'd come here saying that's them.
Now, suppose you're talking about yourself and somebody who's not as tall as you are. You'd say, he isn't as tall as...
I am. I'd put the am on.
All right. And I'm not as tall as...
He is.
All right. I do it well, but he can do it better.
Yes.
He can do it better. What? Better he can do it.
Then I, in that case, I think I'd use I.
Okay. How far could he walk? Not far. 2 miles was the what he could walk.
I said a limit.
Okay. What's a word that begins with F that you could put in there? 2 miles was the?
From about the furthest.
Okay. If something belongs to you, then it's, you'd say.
It's that, mine.
Okay, and if it belongs to me?
It's yours.
And if it belongs to him?
It's his.
And to her?
Hers.
And to them?
Theirs.
And to us?
Ours.
Okay. If a friend is leaving and you want to know when he's coming back, what would you ask?
I'd say, when will you be back?
All right. And if it's several friends, what would you say to them?
I'd say the same thing. When will you be back?
All right. Would you ever say you all or your?
Oh, no, I wouldn't under that condition, no, but...
But when might you say you all or you all?
Well, quite frequently, any time when it is plural, I don't... If they always jack us up, they'd have me refer to you as you all. We don't do that.
No, time. I know. So you all is always plural, isn't it?
Yes, it is with us.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And that's pretty good Bible and Shakespeare both.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you ever use you all in the possessive, like you all's children?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? Not even for a group of people?
No.
All right. Let's see now. If a friend went to a church supper and he wanted to find out the names of all the people that were there, you might ask him, who?
I would say, who was there?
You wouldn't say who all, or would you say who all was there?
Well, I might, but if I were just asking first for information, I think I'd say who was there.
Okay. Well, would you ever use who all as a possessive, like who all's children were there? No, all right.
I wouldn't.
If you wanted to find out everything that a certain person said, you might ask, what? Would you ever say, what all did he say?
Well, I might, but more than that, I'd just say, what did he say? I think I ended up with that.
Okay. I can't tell them what to do. They've got to look out for
themselves.
I could do it for him, but he'd better do it
for himself.
What do you call bread that's made out of white flour in loaves?
What do we call it here? We just call it bread. They call it light bread, used to when folks baked at home.
Uh-huh.
But we just refer to it as bread. We have white bread or whole wheat, cracked wheat, or rye or something, but it's just generous bread.
All right. Let's see.